Hey guys, I thought I would do another snare before I go to bed. It's 50 questions, so get ready for knowing me. This will probably be a long audio. So, number one, what eye color do you find sexiest? I don't know. Of course, I guess I notice has like light colored eyes, like a light brown or green. Well, they stand out more. But I like eyes, period. So it doesn't really matter. But it can be brown and still be cute. Number two, white milk or dark chocolate mocha? I assume this is referring to chocolate, and I prefer milk chocolate. I don't really like white chocolate or dark chocolate. I don't think I've ever had dark chocolate mocha, so I don't know if that's a thing. If you could get a Sharpie tattoo on your back, what would it be? If it's just a Sharpie tattoo, then probably some like cool intricate design or something like that, since it'd only be there for a couple days. But I mean, I like tattoos. I have a couple, so it's cool enough for my dad. But did you grow up in a small or big town, and did you like it? I'd say that the town I grew up in was like medium. Like it's not the hugest city, but it's not like really, really small either. For where I live, like for Alabama, it's kind of big. But not as big as where I live now, so I guess it's not that big. So, yeah, medium, and it was okay, but I'm glad I don't live there anymore. I just felt like I need to move on and get away when I grew up. Because I guess wherever you grow up, you think it's boring, so you want to go somewhere else. So, well, at least I did, so. Your favorite adult as a child, and not your parents if they were your favorite adult. I mean, I don't think I had a favorite adult. I guess if I had to pick, the only adult that I really paid much attention to as a child was like Mr. Rogers on TV. So maybe him, because I always thought he was pretty cool and nice. So, yeah, Mr. Rogers. It's probably most of you won't even get that reference because you're either not old enough or don't live in America. So, yeah. What kind of smoothie sounds really good right now? Like a banana strawberry smoothie, probably. I am a bit hungry. I went and looked to see if I could find something to snack on before I went to bed, but I didn't really see anything I wanted, so I'll probably just not eat anything. I'm not even reading the word that's written there. Most embarrassing moment from your elementary school years. Elementary school. I guess I was playing on the like jungle gym, monkey bars, whatever you want to call it. And like one of my friends used to do this thing. It was like just a straight bar that went across, but it was maybe like 4.5 to 5 feet off the ground. And she would get like a what do you call it? Like get a sweater or something and put it on there, and then throw one leg over, and she would just like spin around and around and around. And I think I was trying to do it one time, and it did not work. I think I like spun once, and I like hit the ground, and like had to go to the nurse because like I think I had a tooth that was already loose, and I might have like knocked it out or something, or wiggled it more, and I think I might have been bleeding a bit. It had sand all in my mouth, so that was fun and kind of embarrassing because I was like around my friends and that. Most embarrassing moment from middle school years. Trying to think of an embarrassing moment. Can't really think of one. I'm a pretty quiet kid, pretty shy, so I didn't really say or do much. I mean, I can think of some things I thought were embarrassing during middle school, but it's family stuff, so I'm not going to get into it. Not on this audio, anyway. But I think it's for, because with these, I think of like school moment, like school embarrassing moments, so I can't really think of anything from middle school. And then most embarrassing moment from high school. I'm trying to think of one. I don't know. I guess I had to wear uniforms. I went to private school, and I remember, I think one day, it kind of wasn't that embarrassing because it didn't really last that long, but like I remember, guys, if you're squeamish, you might want to stop, skip ahead a bit, but had started my period, and I don't remember if it like started early and I didn't know, or the girls will know, sometimes the pads will just totally miss. And so it like kind of got on the back of my skirt a bit. Like it was small, like a little small spot, but it happened right before I was getting ready to leave to go home, so it was like last class or something like that, and I didn't even notice until I was leaving that class to go to my locker to like switch out my books before I went home. And I think I had a jacket, so I just tied it around my waist to kind of cover it up, but yeah, so I guess that's embarrassing. I do remember one embarrassing, well, it's not that bad, but for prom, we had called call outs. So like they would like you and your date would, we had to like all line up and whatnot, and we had to like the girl, like our theme was under the moonlight or something like that, something with the moon, I don't remember. And so like there was like this cutout thing on the stage of like a moon, so like the girl had to like walk through it, and then like her date would come and like take her hand and lead her down the stairs, and they would like call your names, of course. And it was almost like a debutante thing, like substitute for it, or like reminiscent of it. And for it, all the girls were supposed to have like a bouquet of flowers. So I went to prom with my friend that didn't even go to my school. He was gay. I just needed a date, so I was like, "Will you go to prom with me?" And he was like, "Sure." So he had tried to get me some flowers. I had told him beforehand like he needed to get some, but they didn't. I think he ordered them ahead of time, but they like didn't have his order. They just had the order for his boutonniere, which is like, you know, the little thing that goes in the pocket for the guy. And so he just got me like a wrist corsage. But like everybody else, like the boy was like hold the flowers or whatever, and so he would like hand them to the girl and walk down. So I was like the only one that didn't have flowers. And in hindsight, and I thought about it like after some friends of mine were like, because we had to line up by alphabetical order, so I could have just borrowed their flowers and given it to him to give to me until we walked out, and then I could have like went back to stage and like gave them back to them. But I didn't even think about it. So, like, it was kind of like, I didn't think anybody really noticed. And then, like, the next class day, we finished early in my math class. And we were just kind of, like, teacher would let us talk and whatever. And, like, one of the girls was like, so who was the girl who didn't get any flowers for prom? And I was like, yeah, that was me. And it was like a girl I didn't even talk to. So I was just like, hey, yeah, it's me. And then I like told him what happened. And but I mean, I had a wrist score, so I really didn't care. I just didn't know anybody noticed. But yeah, in hindsight, and I thought about it later that night about the whole borrowing the flower thing. And but it was after the fact. But yeah, so I guess that's my most embarrassing story from high school. And I'm not doing too bad. Pirates or ninjas? Why? Ninjas, because they're ninjas and they're pretty awesome. The end. Have you ever climbed a tree more than 20 feet off of the ground? I have not. I didn't really climb trees when I was younger. I was more of an indoor child. Preferred to be inside. I don't even know if I climbed trees. I don't think I really did. I don't think there were any that were climbable around where I was, like around my parents' house. Like we have trees, but they were all like really, really big oak trees, and they don't really have well, for me, maybe because I never climbed trees, so I didn't know how. They didn't seem like they had very good footholds to climb up, and or like they would be more like bushes, like some other trees around, like, and you can't climb those because they're like little. So I did not really climb any trees. Did you like swinging as a child? Did you get excited when you see a swing set? I guess I liked swinging. My dad had made a rope swing on the backyard on one of our big trees. Just like threw a rope over like this really tall branch, and it had like a piece of wood with like two holes in it, and then like the rope through it and knotted. And so we would swing all that some. And we had that rope swing for like years until the rope finally dry rotted. After like 10 or 15 years, I don't even know, 10 years, and it finally rotted. And if I was at a playground, if there was a swing set, I'd usually swing on it. I mean, even now, sometimes I want to get on a swing set. And if there's one that I think that I won't like flip over, like if it's not like, you know, like a little kid one, then I'll still get on it. So, yeah. 13, if illegal or not, what would you get? Do dragons count? honestly, if I could get any pet, I'd just get a dog, because I can't have dogs at this apartment. I think I mention this, like, all the time. But, if I was going to get something exotic, I'd probably get... I used to want a, what was it? A Burmese python when I was younger. So maybe I would get one of those, but they are kind of expensive to take care of and kind of big. or they can get big. So maybe. What is your favorite part of your body? I don't know. I never really thought about it. Does hair count? I like my hair. It's cute. I like it sometimes, but then when I need to wash it and it takes forever, I kind of hate it. Actual body part. I guess my lips. I get complimented on them quite often. Well, not like all the time, but that's the most complimented thing, I guess. And my butt. So I guess my butt's nice too. So I guess that's one of my favorites. What's your favorite part of your personality? In case you haven't noticed by now, I'm pretty goofy and silly. So even though some people don't get my humor and some people think, because I kind of have this thing, like if I get nervous, I'll kind of laugh or like try to make a joke to kind of ease the tension, and some people don't like that. But yeah, can't help it. Madonna or Lady Gaga? Neither, both, who cares? Lady Gaga, I guess. She is kind of, I wish she didn't have that persona, because I've seen some videos of Lady Gaga when she was, you know, whatever her real name is, singing, and she's actually really, really talented, but she, like, is, I gotta be weird thing, so, but I like her music most of the time. Let's see. Oh, I was scrolling down so I would know where I was. And it won't let me scroll anymore. Okay. Have you ever... Wait. Did I skip one? No, I didn't. Have you ever watched the Super Bowl all the way through? I'm not a big fan of football, so I'm sure I've been in a room with the Super Bowl on and looked at the TV some while it was on, but like I wasn't like watching the whole football Super Bowl thing, because it's boring to me. I probably mostly was watching for the Super Bowl ads, so yes, I probably have watched it all the way through, but not, I like don't even pay attention to the actual football. Random motorcycle at 4 o'clock in the morning. I don't even know if you guys can hear that. But, yeah, I've watched it all the way through. Have you ever watched any major sporting event drunk? No, I don't really watch sports very much, and I don't really drink that often, so no. What's the most delicious food you've ever eaten in your life? Well, that's a question. Gosh. Nutella's pretty delicious. I don't know. I don't know if I'd have anything that was like the most. I don't have anything that was just like the thing I've ever eaten. I've had some things that are pretty good, but well, for my birthday, I always go to this restaurant called Carrabba's. It's an Italian restaurant, and I always get the pork chop marsala, and it's so good. But I don't think it's the most delicious food I've ever eaten, but it's pretty damn delicious. Margarine or butter, which did you grow up with? I guess margarine. I mean, I call it butter, but I mean, do they even have real butter anymore? Like in the sticks? Because I don't, most of them are technically margarine because they have like, what, vegetable oil in them or, I mean, I've actually churned, well, helped churn butter once. So that was a fun experiment or activity or whatever we did. I think I was like fifth grade or something. It's very boring. We had to, like, throughout the day, we all took turns and churned butter. Not as much fun as you would think. Like, every, you know, 30 minutes or so, we'd switch off, like, we're in class, and, yeah. Margarine, too, because, like, I use Blue Bonnet at the time. I think that's technically margarine. Whole skim 1% or 2% milk. Did you know that they make a 1.5% milk? Whole milk all the way. I don't know why they make the other milks. I know it's because it's got less fat, but it's not really, there's not that much of a difference, to be honest. People act like if you drink whole milk and then skinny, you're gonna wake up and be like 300 pounds, and it's not gonna happen. And I know people are like, oh, well, 2%, 1% are better for you, but I like my whole milk because it's delicious. I'll drink or use or whatever 2% if I have to, if I'm at somebody else's house, but I don't prefer it because it tastes kind of thin, and 1% is just stupid. Like, it tastes like water. So I don't even know why they have that. Which continents have you been on? North America? That's it. I haven't been out of the South, so that was pretty easy. Do you get motion sickness? Any horror stories? I do get motion sickness. Sometimes if I'm looking down a lot, like in a car, especially if I try to read in a car. Any horror stories? I have a horror, well, it's not really a horror story, but I have a story of when I first got my, I don't have them anymore, but my, I think I was in middle school. When I first brought him home as a puppy, it wasn't a terrible car ride, but it was like, you know, like 45 minutes. And, of course, I was all excited, and I was like holding a puppy in my lap. And then we get all the way home to the driveway, and he throws up everywhere. It wasn't in the car. I think I managed to get the door open before I threw up because, you know, dogs do that little, like, gagging thing that kind of lets you know that they're going to throw up before they throw up. So, there was that. And then I went to stay with my sister for the summer, and I took the dog with me. And, like, whenever we would take him in the car with us, he would, like, throw up. So, like, I had to, like, stick his head out of the window one time, like, when we pulled over so he could throw up. And it, like, got on my sister's car. She was like, you're playing in my car. It was on the outside, but still. So, yeah, my dog got car sick. I used to get car sick. So, I think someone suggested giving them, like, half a tablet of Dramamine, which is like motion sickness tablets. So I don't remember if I did it or not, but he eventually grew out of it once it got bigger. So, next question: backpacks or satchels? I don't really use either now. If I had to, I guess. I do, I guess it'd be a satchel, like a, what do you call it, newsboy pouch, or not pouch, but news, I don't know, I'm sure people know what I'm talking about, the one that, like, just goes over your shoulder, and it's like a square, it's got the little flap. That's what I would probably use, versus a actual backpack where you put it on, both shoulders and whatnot. Would you wear a rainbow jacket, a neon yellow sweater, or checkered pants? Rainbow jacket. If it was a cute jacket, yes. A neon yellow sweater. If it was a cute sweater, maybe. If they were, if they were cut nice and attractive, if they were like a horrible pattern and like ridiculously gaudy, then no, I wouldn't. But if they were like a nice pattern, I'd wear it. I don't know if I'd wear it all together, because that might be a bit much, but what was your favorite cartoon growing up? Apparently when I was really little, my favorite, because whenever I used to go off, I would cry. My mom said every time they tried to record it, the VCR would, like, mess up. So they never, never could record it. But, I'm trying to think of, like, what my favorite was. Growing up, I don't even know. There's so many. Probably Looney Tunes or something like that. A bit of variety. There's a bunch of different cartoons within that. If you had to have a cow or pig, which would you take? Why? I'd want to say, I'm getting sleepy. I want to say the pig, just because it's somewhat smaller, but I think they're messier. But, like, I live in an apartment, so it's not like I can have either one. Like, I can't have a cow in my apartment. But, and the pig makes bacon, so that's pretty delicious. So I guess the pig, I don't know. If you had to look at one city skyline for the rest of your life, which would it be? Does the skyline in Cairo with the pyramids count? Because if so, then that. And if not, then probably like Paris or somewhere. Did I skip one? Nope. Longest plane ride you've ever been on? I actually have not flown that much, so really the longest plane ride I've been on is like maybe 2.5 hours. If that, probably more like 1.5 to 2. The latest you've ever slept? I think I've gotten up at like 2, 3 p.m. before. I don't know if that's the latest I've slept, because usually I get disturbed way before that. So if like nobody called me at all and I had the phone turn off, I'm sure I could sleep later than that, depending on what time I went to bed the night before. So yeah. Would you buy a sweater covered in kitten pictures, or would you wear it if someone gave it to you for free? I probably would not buy a sweater covered in kitten pictures, just because it's not really. And if would I wear it if someone gave it to you for free? Probably, ironically. I probably wouldn't wear it, like, out. I'd probably wear it, like, in the house, just because I'm cold. Do you pick at scabs? Not usually. Not on purpose, anyway. But sometimes I might kind of forget, or like sometimes they itch and I'll scratch and forget like I had a scab there. And accidentally pick it, but I don't like picking at scabs because they're there to try to help you heal, and if you pick a scab, then you gotta make a whole new one, and you can get infected, and all of that kind of stuff, and it kind of hurts, so I don't try to pick at them, and it also leaves scars if you do that. And then I don't need any more than I already have. Scars from all kinds of things. Favorite kind of bean, kidney black pinto. I guess of those three, it would probably be kidney. If I had to just pick a favorite bean, I don't know if they're called anything else out of the South, but there are beans called that are called butter beans. Like they're like speckled butter bean. And I could probably eat them by the bucket load. They are delicious. I guess second place would be like lima bean. Those are pretty good. Or, well, I already said kidney in the list of the three. How far can you throw a baseball? I don't know. Hopefully far enough for someone to catch it. If I need to throw it to someone, but probably not very accurately. If you had to move to another country, where would you move? I'd move to Europe. Just because there's so many places that I want to travel to over there, so I'd be way closer to them if I move over there. That would be great. Of course, I would. I think I want to live in Egypt because I want to visit there, but I don't know if I really want to live there. Like, I'm not going to go see the pyramids every day. have you ever eaten Ethiopian food? How was it? Ethiopian food? No. Vietnamese? Technically, yes. One of my best friends in, like, from first through, like, 8th grade was Vietnamese, and her mom made the most amazing egg rolls that I've ever had. Maybe that's my best food I've ever eaten that I totally forgot about. It's been so long since I've had them. Korean, I don't think I've had Korean food. Nepalese, have not had. So yeah, I only had, you know, really only had the egg rolls, I think. I don't think I really ate dinner at their house. small liberal arts school or public university, why? Probably public university, just because a small liberal arts school would not have had psychology, probably, as a major, which is what I went to school for, so, yeah. A relationship with love or one with sex? Relationship with love. Because, yeah. Sex isn't the be-all, end-all. So, if I'm in a relationship, if I'm in a relationship and there's no love, then there will be no sex. So, yeah. Do you eat enough vegetables? I think so. I eat vegetables pretty often, most days, I think. Yeah, usually most days I eat bread, especially if I cook something myself. I usually try to have a starch and a vegetable, at least one vegetable. Most of the time I get like mixed vegetables just to make it easier and kind of have a bit of variety. Do you like horror movies? How about thrillers? Yeah, I like horror movies and thrillers. I like a lot of different movies, comedies, and romantic comedies, and chick flicks, I suppose, and action movies, and horror movies, and the thrillers, and the, like, I like the psychological drama, or whatever you want to call them, movies, too. I like movies. Obviously, that's why I have a movie night thing. I like to watch movies. Would you scratch a crotch itch in public? I would not want to. I mean, if it's itching that bad that I need to scratch it in public, then if something is not right there, and I might need to head to the nearest bathroom and see what's going on. So I would try to hold off, but if I just had to, I'd probably try to do it a bit sneakily. Like, I don't know, if I had a jacket or something, like maybe put it in front of me and do it. But never had my crotch itch that bad where I needed to do that in public. In front of your parents? Not usually. I have and I will in front of my mom a bit. sorry. Not so much in front of my dad. Just because. To get some water. My throat is dry from all this talking. Or rambling, I suppose. let's see. I already did that. Coolest thing you. I don't even remember other things I dressed up as for Halloween. One of the last times I went trick or treating, I think I was like 12 or 11 or something. And me and a couple of my friends decided to dress up like teenagers. So we basically wore our own clothes, but we had different colored hairspray, like temporary color spray that you put in your hair. So we put like different color streaks in our hair. I don't know why we thought that's what teenagers were. I don't think we were teenagers at the time, or we might have been like 13 maybe. And that's what we dressed up as. Because we were. If you could change your natural hair color, would you? Into what? I probably would not. I have like jet black hair. Like it is. And the only part of my hair is jet black is my gray hairs. But I actually was doing the guys are gonna be like, oh, I don't care about hair, but and some of the girls might be too, but I did a henna treatment on my hair, and it's supposed to strengthen it and all this kind of stuff, but like kind of a unintended side effect is it will color your hair kind of like a reddish brown. Well, like if your hair is lighter color. So when I did the treatment on my hair, it only took on the gray hairs. So now most of my gray hairs are like red. Except where they've grown out since the time that I did the treatment. But I actually researched a lot before I did that because it would color hair, and I did not want my hair to be red. And so I researched it a lot before I actually did it, but it only does it if your hair is kind of light. Like if your hair is already really dark, it's not going to take or be noticeable. So I would not change my hair color, I don't think. I have before. I've had highlights before, and they looked pretty good, but for the most part, no. Do you use a reusable water bottle? If not, you should. I don't usually. I do have. I think I have like one, like with a built-in filter thing that I never use. And city or nature person? I guess technically I'd be a city person because I don't really like to be outside because it's hot and there's bugs and sticky. But just because of where I live. But, I mean, I do like nature, and I do like to, you know, like, I would like to go outside at night and maybe, like, look at stars or something with someone, so I can enjoy and appreciate nature sometimes, or, like, go to, botanical gardens or something like that, but for the most part, I'm a city slicker, so I probably wouldn't want to live on a farm or anything like that. Have you ever used something other than makeup as makeup, like paint or markers? I don't wear makeup, so I don't even use makeup as makeup. I'm too lazy and I can't be bothered. I'm sure I've gotten my face painted before, and I don't think I've ever used markers on my face. Can you walk well in high heels, even if you're a guy? Well, that's an interesting question for the guys. I cannot walk well in high heels. I am 5'9", so I'm already fairly tall for a girl. So I never really saw the point in wearing heels. So I'm not very good at walking in them, and I hate wearing them because when I do wear them, they make my feet hurt because I don't wear them often. And I don't wear them often because they make my feet hurt. So I try to wear them the least amount of time as possible. And I don't really walk well in them. Yeah. They hurt. And last question. Only 41 minutes so far. List 5 awesome things about yourself. Brag away. I don't know. I seem to have a soothing voice that causes people to fall asleep, which probably a lot of people who started this audio did not make it this far and have already fallen asleep from my rambling. That's one. I think I have a pretty nice personality and a good sense of humor. I'll combine that as one, I guess. No, I'll do two. Because I can't really think of 5 things, so personality and sense of humor is like 2 and 3. I can cook. Why do I feel like this is like me filling out like a dating profile? I like long walks on the beach. I'm a dog person. another awesome thing about myself. I can make you hats and blankets and stuff because I crochet. So that's pretty awesome. Yay. So I guess that's 5. 5 like really, really random things. Blame it on it being 4:30 in the morning. But anyway, if you made it this far without falling asleep, you deserve a cookie. Yay. Sorry, I don't have any cookies to give you, though. But yeah, thanks for listening and putting up with my random throat spasm of coughing and bottle crunchy noises while I was trying to get water and throat clearings like that. Yeah. I will ramble to you guys again soon, I'm sure. I hope you enjoyed.